You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for our very first Steelers injury report. Leading up to the Week 3 game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans at Heinz Field, it's a 1 p.m. kickoff. That's right, folks, the Watt Bowl, the Watt family reunion, whatever you want to call it, J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, the 0-2 Houston Texans are traveling. They're trying to get in the winning column for the first time this year, and the Steelers are trying to avoid getting into the losing column for the first time this year. It'll be interesting, and Wednesday, as always, the very first day that practices are reported. And therefore, you get to know who's in, who's out, what might be a serious injury of concern, and what might be just another pseudo day off for specific players. Now, before we get to this, I have to say, not sure what's going on in Pittsburgh. I was in the middle of doing this injury report podcast already. I was in the midst of it, in the middle of it. They had released the injury report, had all the players that were on it, and a lot of them were expected, and some were surprising, meaning they had David DeCastro as not participating in practice. That wasn't that odd. He hasn't played all season. What was odd was that David DeCastro, there was Juju Smith-Schuster, went on Zoom after practice today. He told the media that DeCastro was out there, that he was back. And then there was video of Brooke Pryor of ESPN.com who put in the individual workouts showed DeCastro at practice. Now, in case you didn't know how this works, let me explain it. The media that are at practice are not allowed to report anything that happens outside of individual drills. So if Ben Roethlisberger throws a beautiful pass to Eric Ebron in the back corner of the end zone in a wide receiver drill, they can report that. Boy, great catch by great throw, great catch. They cannot report who is practicing and who isn't. And then when anything happens that looks even close to a simulated game, they cannot report anything. Now, after practice, if a player says that so-and-so was out there or so-and-so was not out there, that's a different story. They can report that. And so when Juju Smith-Schuster said, yeah, it was great to have DeCastro back out there, well, everyone was expecting DeCastro's back. There's video of DeCastro standing next to Marquise Pouncey, and they're doing work, and they're working on stuff, and he's doing the line drills. So then they release an injury report that says that he did not participate, and you're left scratching your head thinking, what in the world is going on? We saw the video. Juju Smith, what is Juju Smith-Schuster looking at that he didn't get this right? So I had to, Dave Schofield sent me a text or a message in the middle of the show, said, hey, you might want to hold off on recording. So I'm begrudgingly stopped, and thankfully I did, because then the Steelers put out an updated injury report that actually had David DeCastro as a full participant today, Wednesday, September 23rd. Let's go over, other than DeCastro, because he's a big player here, all pro, Pro Bowl player, having him back is going to be a great thing. Let's go into also exactly who else missed practice, why they missed practice. So let's go over the players that missed practice that was not injury related. Essentially, they got a day off from Mike Tomlin. Ben Roethlisberger, Marquise Pouncey, Stephon Tuitt, Cameron Hayward. All those veterans were given a day off, and they were told, rest up, get ready for Sunday. And Ben Roethlisberger spoke to the media today on Wednesday, and he said that they're going to continue with that plan, that he's going to have Wednesdays off. It has nothing to do with his elbow surgery. It has everything to do with just trying to keep him fresh, keep him healthy. It's not that he's not doing anything. Like, I don't think fans should think that Ben's just sitting on the sideline in a hooded sweatshirt watching practice. No, Ben's out there. He's out there, and he specifically today said he's going to work on his footwork. He felt that his footwork and his lower body was lazy in the game on Sunday of week two, and that's why some of his throws were off. So he's still doing work, but at the same time, it's not in a full practice. He also said, you know, because you look at the players that did not practice due to some type of injury. David DeCastro with a knee was full. We know that. Deontay Johnson, he has a toe, did not participate. Juju Smith-Schuster, did not participate with a knee. Tyson Alualu with a knee. Those were it. That's it. So a lot of those players shouldn't be concerned with not injury related, but even the Alualu knee, the Smith-Schuster knee, the toe for Deontay Johnson shouldn't be concerned with, because honestly, even Ben Roethlisberger said that Deontay Johnson was not going to practice today. He said, even on Thursday, when we get back, we're going to work on this. We're going to do full speed drills so we can get our timing down so that we're on the same page. So it's expected that Deontay Johnson is going to be back. So for all those out there that might listen to these names like Deontay Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster and Tyson Alualu and think, oh my gosh, this is bad. Well, first and foremost, it could always be worse. And second, I guarantee you that by Thursday, tomorrow, almost all those players will be off the injury report and they'll be back to practicing. And there's a good chance that unless David DeCastro has a setback of some kind, that you won't see any of these players limited. They'll all be full participants, and it's all systems go heading into Friday. And that would be really, really awesome, because when you think about it, you think about the rash of injuries that went through the National Football League recently. It's incredible, but at the same time, I look at it and say, man, the Steelers are still a relatively healthy football team heading into week three. For those that wonder, I just knocked on wood in case you're superstitious out there. I know. But let's talk about the opponent, the Houston Texans. They're coming to Pittsburgh. Talked about that at the beginning of the show. Heinz Field, 1 o'clock. Here are the players that were limited for the Houston Texans. Wide receiver Brandon Cooks with a quad. Fullback Cullen, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Jalaspia, concussion. He was limited. Running back Duke Johnson with an ankle was limited. Inside linebacker Peter Kalambaya, I'm sorry, these are tough. Hamstring. Tackle Laremy Tunsil, elbow, limited. J.J. Watt with a groin, limited. And then guard/tackle Titus Howard, an ankle, was a full participant. So they didn't have anyone that missed practice. They were either limited or full participants. And this is something that you'll see throughout the league. Some teams will say that maybe what Ben Roethlisberger did today would be considered a limited participant in practice if he's working on his footwork, whereas the Steelers just say he didn't practice. You look at, you know, someone like Brandon Cooks who has a quad. If he's limited, maybe he ran some wide receiver routes. Juju Smith-Schuster might have done the same thing, but they just said, he didn't practice because of a knee. So it just depends on the team. It depends on the coach. It depends on the organization. But there you see it, that the Pittsburgh Steelers and Houston Texans both seem like they're relatively healthy going in to this upcoming week. Now, can that change? Absolutely. Absolutely, it can change. You can have a player that has a setback. You could have a player that gets a new injury. They roll an ankle at practice. They pull a hamstring at practice. This is a fluid document, so to speak. And so every single day, you're going to have to check it out. What about fantasy football? To give you a little bit of a glimpse, I typically don't go into this too much detail on Thursday. But when you're looking at both of these lineups, you look at a guy like Duke Johnson. He's obviously going to be important for that Houston attack. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver, another important player for Houston as it pertains to the offense for the Texans. You look at the Steelers, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster. Defensively, Cameron Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, they'll be fine. Tyson Alualu, that's an entire defensive front. And then you have, you know, they're pretty healthy. They're a pretty healthy team. And I think that sometimes for me, the best football is when you have both teams that are at full strength, ready to go. There's no excuses. You don't have the backup quarterbacks in. You're not missing an all-pro superstar player. J.J. Watt's actually out there. He missed the last few games they've played. I think the last time the Steelers played the Texans, they had T.J. Yates, I think, maybe. I could be wrong. It was some inobscure quarterback. It was awful. They blew him out pretty easily. I think that was a Christmas Day game, actually. So, nonetheless, there it is. A lot can change, and when it does change, you have to make sure you stay tuned to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your latest breaking news, but also make sure you come back here to the Steelers Injury Report podcast with me, Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, so that you can make sure that you are as informed as possible heading in to the game this Sunday. Again, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. Wherever you listen to us in podcast platform, whether it's Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, you name it, make sure you follow us so that you don't miss a thing. There's a lot of Steelers news right now at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I hope you're checking it out. Everything from T.J. Watt being AFC Defensive Player of the Week for Week 2 up to Cam Hayward's comments today about, are the Steelers becoming too blitz-happy? Make sure you check it out. In the meantime, folks, be safe, be kind, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow on another Steelers Injury Report Recap. Take it easy.